I have to admit that I was a little disappointed when I looked at the readings for this Sunday's Mass. I was hoping for something a little different. Perhaps one of the great stories from the Old Testament of God winning the victory for His chosen people, the smiting of foes, the conquering of the enemy. Perhaps those readings would have spoken to me just a little more on this particular weekend. Because even after 15 years and most of those spent in priestly formation and ministry, I'm still pretty angry. Deep down in a secluded part of my heart and my soul, there's still this desire for vengeance. It's not justice that I want. That's the punishment of the guilty. It's not the legitimate protection of our nation and her people. It's vengeance that has found a home. It is vengeance, the desire for the enemy to suffer as we have suffered. And maybe there's even a little hatred sprinkled in that has kept a home in my heart. Maybe, my dear brothers and sisters, today you and I share that. Maybe there's just a little anger and a desire for vengeance and a little bit of hatred mixed in on the 11th of September. Maybe, just maybe, as we mark the passage of 15 years since our nation was the victim of a most brutal and cowardly terrorist attack, a few of us still keep a space for vengeance and hatred in our hearts. But it's not about hatred today. It's not about vengeance today. It's not even about justice today. It's about mercy. It's all about mercy. We meet Moses today interceding with God for mercy for his people. This was the chosen people of God whom Moses had led out of Egypt. They had been freed from their slavery to Pharaoh by the mighty acts of God. And yet, while Moses was communing with the Lord God on the holy mountain, receiving the gift of the law, the people turned away from the Lord and made an idol. They exchanged the worship of the Lord God for the worship of a golden calf. The actions of the people deserved the wrath of God. And Moses prayed for mercy. He recalled the promises made to the patriarchs. He appealed to the promises and to the mercy of God, and the people received mercy. Then we hear three very familiar parables from the Lord Jesus about the mercy of God. We hear of the lost sheep, the lost coin, and the lost son. Like the good shepherd and like the woman with the lost coin, the Lord God in His great mercy pursues us. He's not simply waiting for us, He pursues us. That is how very precious we are to the Lord God. He pursues us with His mercy. And like the forgiving Father who eagerly awaits the return of His Son, the Lord God eagerly awaits to bestow His mercy upon us. The great mercy of God awaits us and pursues us. And the mercy of God reminds us of who we are. The mercy of God reminds us of our identity. Because when the good shepherd found the lost sheep was restored to the flock. The woman who had lost one of her 10 coins had lost far more than money. The coins were a sign of her identity and her relationship. Because at the time of the Lord Jesus, it was a common practice for a woman to be given a headband made of 10 coins when she was married. The headband would be something like a wedding ring. And so to lose a piece of that would be to lose the symbol of who she is and her relationship. The forgiving Father immediately restores to His returning Son the robe and the ring that signifies that He is a beloved Son and not a servant in that house. The mercy of God reminds us of our identity as part of the flock of God, restores to us the signs of the Lord's relationship with us, and proclaims us as beloved children in the house of the Father.
and that mercy brings us joy.
The Apostle Paul spoke more often than anything else. The Apostle Paul constantly rejoiced because he had received mercy. Though he had once been an opponent of Christ and a persecutor of his people, the mercy of God transformed Paul into an apostle of Christ and an agent of mercy. The mercy of God brought joy to the heart of Paul, and the mercy of God brings joy to the hearts of the Lord's people. In every celebration of the Eucharist and in the official prayers of the Church, I stand daily before the Lord imploring the mercy of God for the people entrusted to my unworthy care. Each day, all of the baptized children of God are called and invited to seek out the lost sheep, to search for the lost and precious coin, and to eagerly await the return of the lost son. God has shown us his mercy. He offers us an encounter with his mercy in the sacrament of reconciliation and strength for the journey to walk in mercy in the Holy Eucharist. In the sacraments, we receive and we meet the mercy of God, because in the sacraments, we meet Jesus Christ. And he reminds us of our identity, and we respond with hearts filled with joy. It's not about vengeance or hatred or even about justice. It's about the mercy of God. It's all about the mercy of God. Amen.